Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all you Turnbuckle fans. QT with you on another Sunday. As you know from Friday's broadcast, Sign Guy is on assignment in Idaho. He will be back with us next Friday. I'd like to thank Benjamin Boone for his interview on Friday. It was a very candid interview. Yes, all I can say is get to know this talented wrestler and tune in to last Friday's broadcast. Yes, very good. And if anyone knows his high school colors, will you give me a call? Very important. I put that in the logbook. Yes, high school colors. One can only wonder what Diafola Debashi's high school colors were. Mount Alma High School. Okay. Today we have with us from the great state of Texas, well, we're supposed to, hasn't quite checked in yet, Mean Mike Tatum. As you know, Texas was a huge territorial state, back in the day. One of my top 10 wrestlers of all time was the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Well, in the meantime, when we're waiting for Mean Mike Tatum to join us, I am going to read you an insert from JR from World Wrestling Entertainment's Unscripted book. This is a very good passage. Oh, and I'd like to say hello to Pa Moonshine if he's listening. I hope his leg gets better. And he did win the number one ranking in this week's Turnbuckle Turmoil's top 9 7/8 Northwest wrestler rankings. So you know what that means. He gets that tasty fruit pie. Kurt Frazes is very much into fruit pies. Yes, I hope Kurt Frazes and Rex Sharp also is also listening. We've got to have the Razor Ramones back on. Yes. Okay. Now, here is a passage from JR. Okay. Okay. This is, it doesn't really have a page number here. Okay. All right. Here we go. You slept 3 to a room with 2 beds in an $8 a night hotel. Holy smoke, $8 a night. Okay. Which I did hundreds of times. I slept on the damn floor. Where do you think I slept? Do you know I was going to sleep with a 300-pound hairy wrestler and put a pillow between us? Oh, do you think I was going to put? Okay, a pillow, yes. They gave me a bedspread to wrap myself in to sleep on the floor, and knowing what happens on bedspreads in cheap hotel rooms, I can't think of many people that would be excited that would be in their sanctuary for the night. Well, what does happen on bedspreads? I don't know. Okay, but that's how it worked. If you got hurt, you went home and you hoped you'd stash enough money in the cookie jar to be able to buy groceries and make your car payment. Now I got to ask our fans, who has cookie jars anymore? I don't. Yes. Again, that's the first thing robbers look for, a cookie jar. Okay, anyway. The office didn't take care of you because you only got paid when you played. And there wasn't any workers' compensation. I got sick and tired of reading about ex-WWE wrestlers that have their 15 minutes with an internet columnist or some obscure radio show bitching about how demanding the business is and the pressure they have on them. Well, I know that this isn't an obscure radio show, although I would like to have JR on. Yes. Okay. The disgruntled guys that don't make it for whatever reason were the ones that were eating Samoas like there were M&Ms. They were the ones that had to have their 6 or 12-pack at night. They were the ones that had a girlfriend on the road. Wrestlers have to make good decisions outside the ring. I challenge anybody to tell me that if you have wrestler X who made a litany of bad decisions in his wrestling career, that individual would have not have made comparable bad decisions if he was working for the post office or a FedEx delivery man or a fast food cook. Some people are not prepared to make good decisions, and it is our job in talent relations to cut those guys from the herd as quickly as we can. So I don't have a lot of empathy for disgruntled guys that leave here saying, the business did this to me. They're cowards. They need to look in the mirror and accept responsibility for the action and grow up and be a man. Well, that's a pretty strong word from JR. Okay, very good. And yeah, I at random, now for the first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil, I'm going to flip and read whatever page I come to. This is going to be, this is groundbreaking. Okay, just a second. This is huge. Okay, here we go. A random flip, people. Random flip. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Who did we get? Oh, Booker T. Now, some guy saw Booker T in a Houston airport. This is the master of the spinneroonie. Okay, this is great. Okay. I don't train every day, but I train really, really hard. I'm not getting any younger. Plus, I want to be the best every night. I want to go out and try to steal the show every night with my in-ring performance. To be able to do that, you've got to train a certain way, and mentally, you've got to keep yourself at your peak. How I work out is pretty much according to where I am. If I'm in a hotel, I do pretty much an all-around body parts workout, which means I'll use whatever equipment they've got just to get something out of it. Oh, I had to check the switchboard. I saw something flicker. Okay. I thought it was our guest. Yes. Okay. Let me see now. Okay. When I'm home, I'll train body parts. I'll go with my back and my biceps one day, then shoulders and triceps another day. I wonder if Buddy Highway does this. Yes. Oh, okay. I try to do a pushing exercise and a pulling exercise. If you try to do all the pushing, you're going to be tired. If you do half pushing and half pulling, your body stays at it. My motivation is to look good and stay healthy. I don't want to grow old before my time. I wonder how he does cardio. I don't know. Okay. I'm not beat up like a lot of wrestlers are. I've taken care of myself over the years. My joints and my bones are pretty healthy. But there are days after I've been on the road and I come home that my body's pretty stiff and I'm pretty sore. And it's tough to get out of bed. But that comes with the territory. That's part of the job. I'm just thankful I'm not crippled or anything like that. I had a neck injury I was pretty concerned about when I was with WCW. I got dropped on my head pretty hard in an awkward position. I was coming down on the back of my head and going forward at the same time. I was able to catch myself a little because I could see what was happening, and that probably helped me from being seriously hurt. I was in some pain, but it turned out that I was okay. Other than that, I can't complain. I feel like I've been blessed. I feel like I've got a higher power on my side. That explains why I'm in shape, why I haven't been seriously hurt, why I've lasted 10 years on television. Most guys' careers don't go as well as mine has gone. My bumps and bruises seem to heal much quicker than they do for other people. Maybe he eats a lot of bananas. That has healing powers. Yes. Okay. I started working out when I was about 20. Back at that time, I was dancing, a street dancer, and I was pretty good. But you've got stronger kids coming up, and you've got to compete just that much harder. When I was 20 years old, you had 15 to 16-year-old kids doing dancing stuff that was amazing. I was going on reputation alone as far as how good a dancer I used to be. So I felt like it was time to move on to something else because the kids were getting too good. At the time, my brother was working out all the time, and I realized he was the one who had all the pretty girls. So I decided to try buffing up too. You know, that's what they need at Blue Collar Wrestling, a dance-off. Kind of like they have in South Park. South Park dance-off. Yes. Well, that's my opinion. Okay, very good. I'm just saying I'd like to see JB Moonshine, perhaps, and Big Flea in a dance-off. A Big B. Okay. Well, I guess Mean Mike Tatum still hasn't shown up. Okay. I'm going to give him a little bit more time, of course. Very, very good. All right, I'm going to switch to one more page here. Boy, I look forward to that. Okay, just a second. Yeah. Okay, here's one from Matt Hardy. Doing the high-risk stuff, the really exciting, dangerous moves, being the daredevils, there's no doubt that what put Jeff and me on the map, that's what put Jeff and I on the map as the Hardy Boys. Being smaller guys, we know we've got to be a little special and work harder. On the other hand, doing what on the other hand, doing what we do definitely makes us more susceptible to being injured. We do complicated stuff, stuff that people 20 years ago never dreamed about doing. And Jeff and I were pioneers of that in a lot of ways. Problem is, the more you do, the more the people want. The days of the 350-pound guy who just stands in the ring and looking menacing are gone. People these days are so educated and so smart about wrestling. When they pay, they want to be entertained, not only by a character and a funny or dramatic scenario, they also want to see a high-quality athletic event. And on this picture, it looks like Jeff Hardy is about to come down on Eddie Guerrero in the ring. Again, there's no page of this, but it's a very good, very good photo. Okay. Well, Mean Mike Tatum still hasn't shown up. Okay. I'll read one more page. Yes, very good. Just a second. How about Stone Cold Steve Austin? Oh, okay. Here we go. When my hair started leaving me, I actually went to the hair club for men. What? Okay. And I let the lady there comb through my hair with a couple of those wooden tongue depressors. Well, how can you comb through hair with wooden tongue depressors? You can use a wooden tongue depressor as a foreign object, I guess. Okay. I decided that wasn't the thing for me, so I cut my hair real short. It was kind of a pretty boy look, but that wasn't very good for me. When I was contacted by WWE to come up and be the ringmaster, they wanted me to change my look. Pulp Fiction was out at that time, so basically, I kind of copied Bruce Willis's buzz haircut. I didn't have the goatee yet. One time in Philadelphia, I decided to shave all my hair off. Oh, and speaking of Philadelphia, hello, Crazy Joe. Yes, I'm doing very good in my baseball picks. Yes, very good. I'm catching it. Yes, okay. Let me see. When I did, I didn't have this crazy shaped head. I actually had a pretty cool shaped head. Then I finally decided to grow the goatee in, and the whole look just kind of fell together. Oh, okay. Okay. And here is a picture of him in the mirror shaving his head. That's a good picture. Okay. As far as letting fans know what's going on behind the scenes with me, I have no problem with that. Any aspect of my life that they want to know about, I'll have an answer. If I have a fork or a cell phone in my hand, I like to be left alone then. But otherwise, I'm going to be open access 24/7. That kind of comes and goes with the territory in WWE. I've always liked to know about the rock stars. I've always liked, really, okay. I'm a big music fan, country music and rock and roll, and I'll always want to know what they do behind the scenes. I wonder if he's ever been backstage with Kiss. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't know. Okay, it's 1:14. I'm going to read another page. Hopefully, me and Mike Tatum will show up. Just a second. Yes, very good. Here's a lady's perspective. This is Trish Stratus. Okay. I was supposed to become a doctor back in 1997. I was finishing up my last year of university where I was studying biology, kinesiology, and getting ready for my MCATs to hopefully go on to med school. But the professors at my university went on strike. I wonder what university that was. Okay. My only goal in life was to become a doctor, and everything I did was getting me ready for that. So for the first time in my life, I sat around with nothing to do, waiting for school to come back in session. Just to kill time until school came back, I got a job as a receptionist at a gym. And during that time, I met the publisher of Muscle Mag International Magazine. And he asked me, do you want to do some fitness modeling? I had been asked a couple of times when I was growing up to do the Miss Teen Canada contest, but it didn't interest me because I didn't see a viable future in it. But this time I said, I've got nothing to do. I'll give it a shot. Within 2 years, I became a 20-time cover girl. They packaged and sold me as the newest and hottest fitness model. I swear everything happens for a reason. If those professors hadn't gone on strike, I would have never pursued modeling, which led to the wrestling industry. Okay, just a second. My screen went blank. I've got to tap the button, see if he checked in. Just a second. Yes. Damn, hasn't checked. Okay. I've broken my nose 3 times and banged it so many times that I'm almost a whole different it's almost a whole different nose than when I started. Someone said, well, you got a pretty cheap nose job. I'm lucky because it's turned out straighter than it was before. I chipped a piece of bone in my ankle. That was probably my most serious injury because I had to have surgery and it took me out of action for about 3 months. I've had many injuries that I just wrestled through. I dislocated and partially tore ligaments in my thumb. We ended up putting a brace on it and turning it into a storyline. I'm constantly bruised, but that just goes with the territory. Wow, that's okay. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I don't believe Mean Mike Tatum is going to show up. So I'm going to have to, bow out gracefully. It's just one of those times. Yes, maybe you got the time zones wrong. That can be very confusing. I know Crazy Joe Pardini gets very confused about time zones. So without further ado, I will sign off at the 41. Well, let me see now. 41 looks like it's I'm 41:05. No, 41. I'm 14. Yes, 41:14. I'm going to hit the songs. Let's see what we got. Chains for JoJo. Yes, Dean Malenko and Debbie Downer. Okay, I'm going to do Debbie Downer. Yes, 41:14 mark. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Here we go. Let me see. Wait a second. Okay. Debbie Downer. All right. Here we go. Hyper Crush, How We Roll. Ooh, that sounds like ghetto. Okay. Here we go.
Fucking bitches in the back of the club. That's how we roll. Talking shit to the bouncer like what? That's how we roll. Smacking haters with the back of my hands. That's how we roll. Put the DJ in the
Well, that's not really Black Sabbath. Anything like that, but okay, here we go. How about Mealy Mouth, the is that the Boilermakers? Okay, I haven't seen this one before. Mealy Mouth, here we go. This is dedicated to all our Turnbuckle fans out there. Here we go.
What's the matter, Glenn? You smoke like your grandmother. 200 acres down, and there's no end in view. A shot of fireball would return the crew. And 40 hours of steel and silver and the ice will brew. I'm so bored of doing nothing, but I have nothing to do. So pour us up the Boilermakers, back around, is there anything to pour us up the
That sounds like the Dropkick Murphys. Okay, without even knowing what this is dedicated to Dave the Beast Barnett. Here we go. I hope it's a good one.
When you married Void, And of course, he
Here we go. All right. That's dedicated to Dave the Beast Barnett. Okay. Well, okay. This is dedicated to Dave the Beast Barnett. Second try. Here we go.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex.
Well, I really missed that show. When it went off, I took up drinking. That's true. Rex Sharp, if you're out there, that was some of the most beautiful music I've ever heard. You remind me of a young teenage Robert Plant. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, folks. That's the end of the show. Yes. Okay. Kind of be with us next Friday. Yes. Okay. We're out of here. Okay. Let me see. End episode. Okay.